This is the examination of the hidden human condition.
You're listening to the Hidden Killers Podcast.
This is the Hidden Killers Podcast with Tony Bruschi.
You ever watch the show Catfish on MTV, Carol?
Yes. In fact, I just did recently.
I binge that sometimes. I don't know why. It's very good.
It's addictive. Once you start watching it, you can't quit.
It's good junk food television. It really, I mean, it's like, I don't know.
It should be educational. People should watch that, know what not to do.
I think every teenage girl should watch it like at least once a week, quite honestly, as a warning of what the world has out there for you. This is a bizarre catfishing story. It's not necessarily for love, but for murder. That's right. Murder. An Alaska woman, Denali Dakota Sky Bremer, is 23. Well, she's not going to be getting out and enjoying any more of those years of life after 23. She's been sentenced to 99 years in prison for her role in the murder of her, quote, best friend, Cynthia Cece Hoffman, who's 19, after falling victim to a catfishing scheme. The sentence was handed down in an Alaska court following a disturbing revelation that Bremer had been promised $9 million by a man posing online as a millionaire, 25-year-old Darren Chilmer, to carry out the killing and record it. Bremer admitted her part in the murder, accepting a deal from prosecutors that included pleading guilty to a first-degree murder charge in exchange for several other charges being dropped. Bremer, who was 18 at the time of the murder, recruited other teenagers to help bind, sexually assault, and fatally shoot Hoffman near Thunderbird Falls in Chugach, Alaska, in June of 2019. Hoffman's body was discovered 2 days later on the banks of the Eklutana River, bound with duct tape with a gunshot wound to the back of the head. Chilmer, posing online as Tyler, orchestrated the murder plot, promising Bremer her group $9 million for their involvement. Both Chilmer and Bremer pled guilty to murder and related child pornography charges. So these are real stand-up human beings. Chilmer was previously sentenced to 99 years in prison. Judge Andrew Peterson, while acknowledging Bremner's youth, emphasized that she knew the gravity of her actions, stating this was not a youthful indiscretion. He described viewing video evidence of Hoffman's final moments as one of the most difficult experiences in his position. Bremner pled guilty to one count of murder in first degree, leading to her maximum sentence of 99 years with no possibility of suspension. Prosecutor Patrick McKay Jr. emphasized the severity of Bremner's actions, asserting that the murder-for-hire plot forever altered the lives of those involved. According to court documents, Bremner didn't pull the trigger, but was one of the two people present when it happened. Defense attorney Emily Cooper asked for an 80-year sentence with 20 years suspended. When it was Bremner's turn to address the court, she apologized to Hoffman's family, stating she had caused their pain and took responsibility for Hoffman's death. How do you ever truly take responsibility for doing something like this? I mean, can anyone truly do that? Bremner also...
That would fall flat.
Yeah.
That would fall so flat.
Like, there's nothing you can say that's going to be taking responsibility other than taking the gun and using it on yourself. Like, okay, bye. Bremner also said she's changed during her 4.5 years that she's been in prison and continues working on her growth and maturity. Well, isn't the world lucky to have you in it? Working on the growth and maturity, you. Oh, you keep getting them, slugger. The case also...
Well, you got 99 years to continue doing that.
Keep working on that. The case also involves other defendants, including Caden McIntosh, who allegedly confessed to being the actual gunman, Caleb Leland, who pled guilty to murder and lending his car in exchange for money. Their trials and sentencing are pending. Shit. I mean, this is dark, and it involves a lot of people involved in a conspiracy here to do this and carry this shit out because somebody, some crazy person online offered $9 million. Let's go kill your friend.
Yeah. So this guy, Schulmiller, lived in, I can't remember what state. He said he was in Kansas, though, but he wasn't. And he's this millionaire, and he wants him to kill somebody. And I think he was trying to get her to send him pornographic photos.
Oh, God.
It might be the child pornography.
Part of it, yeah.
Because she was so young at the time. But I don't know that for sure. But this is a guy who's, I think, living in his grandparents' basement in, like, Indiana or someplace. So it's all bullshit, but she believes this. Like, oh, my God, if I just kill someone and videotape it, I could get $9 million. It's like, yeah, there's some Nigerian prince who's got a similar offer for you, you know? All you have to do is send him like $1,000 and he's good.
I'm sorry, the world.
How do people believe this stuff?
And society failed this person so much that they believed that shit at the age of 18. There's a lot of dumb. Everybody's young and dumb. That's just, it is what it is. Everybody is young and dumb at some point in their life. But this is beyond that. This is just stupid as fuck. It's what it is. It's just insane to.
And they chose to kill her. And I'm using air quotes, best friend.
Yeah.
Like I would think if you were going to do something so insane, you would do it to a total stranger, but they did not do that.
Hey, bestie, this guy online says if I kill you, I get $9 million. What could go wrong?
And then the other kid who's lent them his car, who wasn't even with them, you know, he must have known. I'm going to guess the reason he's being charged is that he knew what they were going to do and lent his car anyway.
Yeah.
Like the whole thing. So she convinces this other kid somehow, like we could get $9 million for killing somebody.
And does anybody?
I don't know this guy. I've never met him, but we talk online all the time. He's my boyfriend or whatever.
Yeah. Does it ever cross anyone's mind? Why does somebody want this 19-year-old dead? I mean, for $9 million, like what exactly did this person get involved in that she's worth $9 million to off? You know, I mean, that's like serious fucking money. Like hitmen don't make that kind of money.
And I think it was just this Schillmiller guy is into really. No. And so he's trying to get some snuff video that he gets some. I don't know, enjoyment from. And like, he's like, I'll pretend to be somebody I'm not and see if I, and a control thing maybe to see if he's got the power to get somebody to do something like this for him while he's living in the basement.
I think the scary reality is if you have the horrible idea, there are people out there who will do it that are that dumb to do it.
And they did it.
And that's the world we live in today, kids.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.